magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's
coming in for John, and I hope we can get acquainted. My name is Michael Collins Piper. Some of you probably know who I am. Many of you probably do not. I'll just give you a brief backgrounder on me. I do host a program on this network, which is broadcast for 1 hour every night, beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 8 p.m. Central. And, of course, I am a correspondent also for American Free Press, the newspaper published on Capitol Hill in Washington. If you're not familiar with American Free Press, you can check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. Kind of get a handle on what American Free Press is all about. I also write regularly for the Barnes Review History Magazine. Very interesting magazine. You can check out the Barnes Review website at TheBarnesReview.org. I have become a specialist, I suppose, in my own writings. I tend to focus almost exclusively on political intrigue, specifically that of the Israeli lobby. That's something that's kind of evolved over the last 25 years for me. But there are lots of big issues out there, lots of big issues that need to be addressed. And I can tell you that American Free Press and the Barnes Review do that just like the Republic Broadcasting Network, cover all sorts of important issues from a populist, patriot, nationalist, America First perspective, whatever you want to call it. In any case, I am glad to be sitting in here for John. I've done guest hosted on this program before in the past. We were supposed to have a guest today, Chris Petherick, the editor of American Free Press, but Chris, unfortunately, is not feeling so well himself, and when I saw him at the American Free Press office today, his voice was just above a whisper. That's the kind of weather we have here in Washington, D.C., folks. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to have the effect of getting rid of all these corrupt people we have in public office in Washington. But needless to say, we are here in Washington at American Free Press. I was down there in that office today. They're putting the paper together. Very interesting issue, and later on here in the hour, I'm going to tell you about some of the interesting stories that are in American Free Press this week, and also in the Barnes Review, because the Barnes Review now is a bi-monthly publication. The American Free Press comes out weekly, but they complement each other, just as I would say all the programming here on the Republic Broadcasting Network complements each other. Each host complements the other host for the simple reason that while we may not agree on all issues, we may not see eye to eye on a lot of things, we may have different approaches, but nonetheless, what is important is that we are here to provide an alternative to the controlled networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of these very powerful, very tightly knit networks that are all part and parcel of what some of us have been known to call the New World Order. They are a part of it, folks. They are the ones who are leading the way. The politicians, in many respects, are simply the front men. So in any case, we have 2 hours ahead of us here, and I'm going to open up the phones to let you call in, ask questions, comments, whatever you want to talk about. That's what the Republic Broadcasting Network is all about, folks. You, the listeners, because you're the ones that keep RBN alive. Stay tuned for more when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper. You're welcome to call here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Michael Collins Piper sitting in for John Stadtmiller.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com. or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report, but this is Michael Collins Piper sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Pleased to be able to do that. It gives me the opportunity to meet some new folks who don't normally listen to me, I suppose, in as much as I'm on at a different hour here on this network, as I say, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you have any strange desire to hear more of me, I will be on the air again tonight. Well, folks, I mentioned I was down in the American Free Press office today. They are putting together the issue, which is going to be dated May 21st. And there is a very interesting article in there by our correspondent, Mark Anderson. And his article talks about the presidential campaign of Dr. Ron Paul of Texas. Dr. Paul, of course, is a member of the House of Representatives and probably the best one there. Now, that's not saying much, of course, considering what we have in House of Representatives, but in all fairness to Ron Paul, he has consistently shown himself to be someone who really is indeed looking out for America first. Of course, his presence in the Republican presidential campaign is much needed because he does provide an alternative to all of these so-called mainstream candidates that we've got out there. And it's very, very interesting to show that to see that the various polls taken after Ron Paul's appearance in the May 3rd Republican presidential debate in California show that Ron Paul is resonating with the people who are watching the debates. It said an MSNBC poll, a live vote poll, which had something like 62,000 respondents, showed that Ron Paul had 45% of the vote from those who asked, from those when they were asked, who stood out the most? 45% for Ron Paul. The next closest to that question was Romney, Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, with 22% of the vote. Very, very interesting. An ABC News poll asked the question, which Republican came out on top? And with 8,300 people responding, 86.5% of those said Ron Paul. Now, this is good news, folks, because we do have a real genuine alternative in the Republican race to those mainstream establishment internationalists. And that alternative is Ron Paul. Ron Paul has a website on the internet for those of you who don't know. It's ronpaul2008.com, just like it sounds, ronpaul2008.com. And he has an office, a campaign office in Arlington, Virginia. That's his national campaign office. Later, I will give you the address. So get your pen and paper handy, folks. I always tell people that on my program. Get your pen and paper handy. I know how it is to be listening to the radio and hearing the name of some book or some internet website or some address, and you don't have time to get your pen and paper handy to write that down. So when you're listening to RBN, always keep your pen and paper handy. And I do want you to get your pen and paper handy, folks, because I'm going to give you some information about RBN that you need to keep handy. So get that pen and paper handy, folks. You're going to get lots of information here in the next 2 hours that you're going to need to write down. So start looking for the pen and paper. Being a writer, I know that a pen and paper comes in handy, but more often than not, when I need that pen and paper, it's not there. So, and I'm someone with thousands of, I'm looking around my office right now, thousands of books, folks. Hundreds of boxes, I suppose. File cabinet drawers all combined. But if I had to put my hand on a piece of paper and a pen to scribble with, I might have some trouble. Well, this interesting story about Ron Paul by Mark Anderson is important because of something else that we have to contend with, and that is the mainstream media. Now, American Free Press is giving big support and big play to Ron Paul's campaign. In fact, American Free Press, practically since its inception, has been running a regular column by Ron Paul, along with a couple other syndicated columnists who tend to look in our direction, tend to look in the direction that we do. But what is very, very interesting is that the mainstream media will do and has done everything it can to black out Ron Paul wherever possible. The Washington Post the other day ran an editorial saying that there were just too many people contending in the debates, and why should they give time to Ron Paul? Or why should they give time in the Democratic primary debates to former Senator Mike Gravel of Alaska? I kid you not, folks, this was an editorial in the Washington Post. They said that serious voters should not face cluttered debates. In other words, they don't want Ron Paul in there. Interesting point, folks. And the New York Times the other day had a major story about one of the debates. Went on and on, about a page and a half. At the end of that page, folks, it said, Ron Paul also participated in the debate, Representative Ron Paul of Texas. In other words, what we're saying here, folks, is that they didn't want Ron Paul. They didn't want to talk about him, but they felt compelled to mention that he had been in the debate. So this is what we're dealing with, folks. We cannot trust the mainstream media to bring us the news we need to know, and that is why you have the Republic Broadcasting Network here. That is why you need to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, you have your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you the toll-free number for RBN. You can call that number and make a donation by credit card. The number is 800-724-2719. The toll-free number at RBN to help out with the pledge is 800-724-2719. Of course, the website on the Internet, republicbroadcasting.org, if you've never actually looked at the website, folks, you really should do it. A lot of interesting products available from RBN, not just books and videos. There's a wonderful air purifier called the Aeronizer. I have one of them. They're terrific. They help out. They work. All sorts of products up there, folks, that you can buy. You can patronize RBN. Help it by buying those products. Or you can make a donation by PayPal. That's that fancy little thing. I don't completely understand it by myself, but it works. And those of you who have PayPal can make a donation by PayPal. And I'm going to give you the street address for RBN. It's in Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock, Texas, just like it sounds. The address is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays Street, M-A-Y-S. South Mays Street, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Please help out with a contribution. RBN can use it, and your contribution will help you continue to get the good programming you get right here on RBN. Now, we have a caller here, and I'm going to go to him right now. We have Richard calling from Texas. Richard, come on up.
How are you doing today, sir?
How you doing, Richard? What's going on down there?
All righty. Yeah, Mr. Horzog announced a strike between Texaco and Mobil a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And I think that's a brilliant idea, especially because I have two jobs and I drive on both of them. And I hate the gas prices along with everybody else. And I just would like to remind you and anybody who comes on after you to keep announcing that strike, because this thing needs to go nationwide like you intended it to. I think you said we're going to maintain it until they can get gas prices back down to at least $1.50 per gallon. And if we can get them to bring theirs down, then, of course, the other petrol giants will follow.
Force everybody into the game, exactly.
Right, and to me, that's the best idea I've heard in a while, and it will work if everybody does it, but we got to keep reminding them.
Well, that's it. Everybody's got to do it. You know, we tried to get this trucker strike going here in Washington and around the state capitals, and it seemed to have fizzled out, and that's unfortunate because people need to take action to make their impact felt, to make their voices heard, and if people don't band together on these important projects, then we all stand to lose. So I'm all for it, Richard.
Well, yeah, with the trucker strike, they kind of explained it. You know, a lot of truckers called in and said they just didn't know how official it was, and they said next time it comes up, they will get behind it. Now that they know, you know, who's behind it, the young lady, I forget her name.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it was too short a term. They just didn't announce it with enough time.
Yeah, there's that's the one thing. You know, people can always learn from their mistakes, and that's, I think, what's just going to have to be done next time around.
Yeah, well, they're going to I think Mr. Stadmiller made it clear that he's going to really push it along with the young lady and what was that, Frosty Warriors?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll fail next time. I really don't.
No,
yeah,
I
don't want to take up all your time, and that's all I wanted to say, because I thought Mr. Herzog came up with a good idea, but if he doesn't keep announcing it and everybody doesn't know about it, then nobody will do it.
That's
so I just wanted to remind
you. Thank you for the call, Richard. You got the right idea. All right, folks, we are going to a break here. Phones are open. Number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper sitting in for John Stadtmiller today here on the National Intel Report. And, of course, I'll be back here tonight at 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern for my own nightly program. So for better or for worse, you get 3 hours of me here today on this network. Well, folks, I told you about the latest issue of American Free Press is going to press today. And my colleague, Jim Tucker, he's our resident Bilderberg hound, as we call him. Jim has learned that the Bilderberg meeting is going to meet in Istanbul, Turkey, from May 31st to June 3rd. Well, now I hear some of you out there saying, what is the Bilderberg Group? There's a lot of people that don't know what the Bilderberg Group is. Very roughly, it's been meeting on an annual basis every year since 1954 or thereabouts. It's named for the Bilderberg Hotel in Holland, where they had one of their Early Meetings. It's spelled B-I-L-D-E-R-B-E-R-G. Some of the richest families in the world participate in the Bilderberg meetings. People with names like Rockefeller and Rothschild. You may have heard of them. Other people participating include major people from the mass media. Newspapers like the Washington Post and the New York Times are represented. They don't invite American Free Press to participate, nor do they bring in John Stadtmiller or Rick Adams or anybody else from the Republic Broadcasting Network. But they do bring in major, big-time names from the mass media, because these people in the mass media who never report on Bilderberg are indeed part of the problem. Bilderberg is this international power block that presumes to direct the course of world affairs. It's only a couple hundred people get together, but these are some of the richest, most powerful people in the world. You know, bankers, media personalities, industrialists, a select handful of politicians. Bill Clinton attended a Bilderberg meeting the year before he ran for and was elected president. Some more cynical types might say that Bilderberg actually selected him to be president. Well, maybe they didn't select him to be president, but they certainly smoothed the way for him. It is an elite power block. It may not be the group that rules the world, but it certainly plays a major part in it. And why is all that significant, folks? Because the activities of the Bilderberg group are never reported in the mass media in America. Oh, Bilderberg gets mentioned once in a while. One time in the Washington Post, they mentioned Bilderberg in the obituary of someone who was stricken while attending the Bilderberg meeting and then died upon arriving at home. So the Bilderberg group does get mentioned in the Washington Post in that way, even though Jim Hoagland, one of the key columnists for the Washington Post in the foreign policy realm, and longtime Post publisher Catherine Graham were regular attendees at Bilderberg meetings, but they never see fit to write about it. However, Jim Tucker for American Free Press has been writing about it. He's cracked more than a few Bilderberg meetings in ways that, in some ways, have actually put him perhaps in danger. But he's been able to get a lot over these past 25 years, 30 years that he's been covering it. And it's to Jim's credit that he does. Jim has actually put together a very interesting book, which is available from American Free Press. It's called Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. And it's a very interesting book because it's just his complete coverage of the meetings of the Bilderberg Group and some reference also to the Trilateral Commission as well. So this is one of the things that that American Free Press does, and I think does it well. There needs to be more reportage on these important power blocks, but unfortunately, again, we don't get it in the mass media. However, we do get it right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, and that's why the Republic Broadcasting Network is here, and that's why you need to make sure that you support RBN, because it is so important to have these alternatives to the Bilderberg-controlled media. Now, if there's anybody listening out there who has never heard of the Bilderberg Group, I would be very curious to know that. If there's anyone out there who has just for the first time today heard the term Bilderberg, I wish you'd call and let me know, because it's always interesting to see, for me to see what people do know and what they don't know about these very topics that the mass media tries to keep under wraps. You know, the number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So please feel free to call in. You don't have to talk about the Bilderberg Group, but as I say, if you are one of those people who never heard of the Bilderberg Group and heard about it for the first time just now, let me know. I'd be very, very curious. Well, Bilderberg, of course, is just one of the big power blocks that operates in our world today. But they are the power blocks that we need to keep an eye on. Okay, we're going to a break, folks. It's already the half-hour point. I hope you'll stay tuned. This is the National Intel Report. Mike Piper sitting in for John Stadtmiller.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back. I hope you have stuck with me. I know it's a little bit of a shock and a surprise to tune in here and find that it's not John Stadtmiller, but instead Michael Collins Piper sitting in for John. I know how it used to be for me when I watched Johnny Carson. I was a big Johnny Carson fan, and I'd stay up late to watch Johnny, and lo and behold, it was Joan Rivers instead. So I kind of understand the disappointment if you were tuning in for John and got me instead. It's kind of like the difference between, I guess this is a family show. I was going to say the difference between Black Label Jack Daniels and Green Label Jack Daniels. In any case, we do have a couple callers here, and I'm going to go to them right now. We have Daniel calling from Texas. Daniel, come on up.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing today, Daniel? What's going on?
Yeah, well, you were just saying before commercial break about who wants to know about the Bilderberg Group, and I do. And so I was hoping you could kind of give, like, you know, maybe a kind of a summary of the whole thing and maybe like some major names besides like Bill Clinton. And this may be a related question or maybe not, so it's up to you. I've been curious for a long time, what is this sort of explanation of the Holocaust from sort of like a world conspiracy sort of thing, like, you know, corporate interest being behind a lot of what goes on? Like, I was wondering if any of that came into play during the World War II Holocaust. If that's unrelated and you don't want to deal with it, you know, that's fine. I've just been curious for a long time, and so
Let me ask you a question, though, Daniel. Now, had you ever heard of the Bilderberg Group before I mentioned it?
I hadn't.
You had not heard of Bilderberg at all?
Never have.
Very, very interesting. Okay, well, I'm glad you called, Dan, in response.
Call me naive.
What's that?
I said, call me naive, but no, I
never heard of it. Not at all. I mean, let's put it this way. You now have heard of something that probably 99.999% of the American people have never heard of, and it's precisely because the mass media has done so much to keep Bilderberg covered up. Now, have you heard of the Council on Foreign Relations?
Of course, yeah.
You have heard of the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you have heard of the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, just vaguely, but not really much of an explanation.
That's interesting, you know, because those three groups are really largely interrelated. But Bilderberg is the smallest of the group. It's kind of the most elite of the three. It usually has only about 150 people who attend the annual meeting, and these meetings are always held in these exclusive resorts under armed guard. And of course, see, what's interesting about Bilderberg is that they, for years, they tried to pretend they didn't exist.
Right.
And then they finally started kind of coming out of the closet, so to speak, and admitting that they did exist, but they would say, well, the meetings are private, so, and they're non-governmental, so therefore no one is obligated to have to explain to anybody what we do at these meetings.
Right,
but of course,
right.
you have all these powerful people getting together. This is not a social event. You know, these are very powerful people. Some of them were, you know, prime ministers, members of the House and Senate, you know, in various countries, you know, members of the parliaments. You know, these are government officials, and they are there discussing public issues, and they are having an impact on world events. And, of course, here in the United States, kind of what my colleague Jim Tucker has referred to, the Council on Foreign Relations, as kind of the propaganda arm for the Bilderberg Group. You know, the Council on Foreign Relations is very important, and it's very powerful. But in many respects, it is only a smaller, lower-level adjunct of the Bilderberg Group. It kind of has the job of sending out the higher-level, you know, the higher-level orders come from above, and the Council on Foreign Relations is the group that disseminates the ideas and the opinions in the mass media, in television, in magazines and so forth, and then of course a lot of these CFR people then show up in public life in policy making positions. It's a very elite group, but in many respects, Bilderberg is even more elite because Bilderberg is composed of the big money, big media, big politicians. So it's
right.
Yeah.
So what are some of the names that we would be familiar with as far as like members and or attendees?
Well, like I say, the actual regular attendees could be narrowed down to probably about 25 or 30 people, but there's always somebody from the Rockefeller family there. Generally, it's been David Rockefeller. There's invariably someone, if not an actual member of the Rothschild family there. There will be a representative of the Rothschild banking interests in attendance. Henry Kissinger has always been a regular at Bilderberg. Vernon Jordan, the Washington power lawyer, has been a pretty regular attendee at Bilderberg. I'll tell you who attended.
Well, at least they're not racist.
What did you say?
I said, well, at least they're not racist if Vernon Jordan's there, right?
No, that's exactly right. Yes, that's right. In fact, I will tell you, it just clicked in my mind. I saw a gathering of the Bilderberg Group It was kind of their American Steering Committee, what they called it. They had a meeting right over here at the Library of Congress, kind of a smaller, scaled down version of the main Bilderberg meeting. And Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson from Texas was in attendance there. I personally saw her coming. Or I should say, I can't remember at this point whether she was coming or leaving, but nonetheless, I stood within about 25 feet of Senator Hutchinson. That's probably not something that she talks about when she's campaigning down in Texas.
Right. I've never heard her mention it.
No. Next time you see her in the street, you say to her, Kay, tell me about that Bilderberg meeting at the Library of Congress.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, just see what she has to say. I mean, it's very, very interesting that, you know, Congressman Jim Trafficant, who is, of course, now in federal prison for something he didn't do, but at one point Congressman Trafficant was kicking up a fuss and saying, why is it that these people attend these meetings, government officials attend these meetings paid for by the American taxpayers, and yet they will not tell the American taxpayers what goes on in these Bilderberg meetings? So you know, you're down there in Texas. You're a I don't know that you're a taxpayer. I'll just assume that you are. Let's just say you are definitely a constituent of Senator Hutchinson. So I think she is, since she's your United States Senator, she should be telling you what goes on in those Bilderberg meetings. She may not want to tell me because I'm up here in Washington, D.C., but you're one of her constituents, you see. And that's the problem. You know, see, the Bilderberg, like these other organizations, like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, these are well-heeled organizations with very powerful people in them, and yet, and they want to direct the course of public affairs, but they don't want to have to report to anybody. That's why I find a problem with it. They want to do what they want to do.
Yeah, like what decisions are they kind of making? Like they're the ones behind, like, you know, like, the Versailles Treaty, or like they're the ones who said we're going to instigate this whole Middle East thing. And
That's a good example, because a lot of what happens, you know, one of the things, as I recall, that Bilderberg was talking about was something like a global tax, a tax on everybody in the world. You know what I mean? And they talked about raising gas prices at Bilderberg, after one of the Bilderberg meetings, there was a major announcement of a hike in gas prices. At Bilderberg, long before the Berlin Wall came down, at Bilderberg, they were talking as though it was a fait accompli, that it was going to happen. Well, then guess what? The Berlin Wall came down. You see, there's a long history of major world-shaking events that take place, but they've already been discussed and analyzed as to what impact they'll have at the Bilderberg meetings. As I say, Jim Tucker has covered this for all these years for American Free Press and before that for the Spotlight. And he literally had stories in the Spotlight before the Berlin Wall came down saying that the Bilderbergs have decided that communism is going to be wound down.
In other words, they're just saying, we're engineering world events based on what's profitable to us.
Exactly. Okay. And that brings up your second question, which I didn't completely understand, Daniel. You were talking about the Holocaust?
Yeah, because, like, generally, like, you know, like the war in Iraq, or, you know, other events like the falling of the Berlin Wall, these are usually, like, there's somebody behind it, like the Bilderbergs or something like that. So I'm just wondering what was behind the Holocaust, or was this truly just, you know, this maniacal, insane sort of thing that went down, or was there somebody behind it that, again, found it profitable to them for whatever reason?
Well, in that particular case, I mean, I have some controversial views on the Holocaust. Namely, I don't believe the figures. But just for the sake of argument, just to address the concept of the Holocaust, I think the Holocaust as we know it was just an event that happened as a consequence of historical events.
Right.
So I don't think there's anything you can really pinpoint as to say that there was any motivation behind what happened there other than the fact that what happened was what happened. I don't think there can I don't think anything that is that there you can trace it to a particular organization per se, if that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, like I was wondering, like, is this part of, like, is there a conspiracy theory behind that, or was it pretty much just what it's said to be, like just a hateful sort of a hate motivated thing, and there's no, you know, because sometimes they do that, like 9/11. That was like, it's portrayed as like this hate motivated crime against humanity, when actually, to, you know, those who know or those who, you know, have a brain, it's like it was obviously an engineered event for a certain purpose that allowed, you know, other things to open up. And I'm wondering, is there this conspiracy theory behind the Holocaust, or is it truly just...
Well, I'd say, when you talk about a conspiracy theory behind the Holocaust, I have heard various people come up with what you might call conspiracy theories. But I think the Holocaust, if you just look at it on its face, it was as it is, if that makes sense. But like I say, I don't particularly believe, and our magazine, the Barnes Review, has written extensively on this. Uh-huh. I don't believe the 6 million figure, number one. And
right.
there's a lot of solid research which indicates that there was no deliberate extermination plan. There were a lot of people who died during the period we know of as the Holocaust, but... You know, millions of Polish people died during World War II.
No,
you never hear about them. So,
well, yeah, I mean, that's because the reason why I was saying that is because, like, you can see now, like, I'm reading a book called They Dare to Speak Out by former Congressman Paul Findlay.
Right, right,
and it's
okay.
It's great. And it's about, like, the Israel lobby in the U.S. and how, like, they basically blackmail anyone who's going to be critical in a political way towards Israel, or like economically or what have you, with this whole, like, they pull the race card, like, this is anti-Semitic, and then they pull the sympathy card, and after all, you know, there was that Holocaust thing, and, you know, and I'm not anti-Semitic, I mean, I have Jewish friends, I am a Muslim, but, you know, I guess I shouldn't have said that now. Anyway, the point is, I'm like, is this, like, I was just wondering, like, is this connected, or was it just something that happened to happen? And now, you know, maybe there's some people who are unscrupulously taking advantage. And, I mean, there's a lot to that story.
Well, there's no question.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. You know, that is what happens. People have utilized it. People have taken advantage of it. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, in fact, there's a writer right now who has a book out called My Holocaust. It's a novel. It's a comic novel written by the wife of the former president of the Holocaust Museum here in Washington.
Uh-huh.
And in her novel, she's suggesting that everybody's trying to get in on the act on the Holocaust mm-hmm. now.
Right,
so,
right. Well, it's a cash cow because nobody wants to touch it. You know what I mean? This guy, Don Emus, like he made that comment. It's like everyone knows that even though everybody says it, you can't say it out loud. It's like, it's one of these things where it's like, if you get that attached to your name, you're finished.
That's exactly.
Like a velvet mm-hmm. hammer. It's like a velvet hammer. Like, it's like this looming threat by which, I mean, especially from what I'm reading in this book, I mean, they've basically been running the country, you know, for the last,
That book by Paul Findlay, They Dare to Speak Out, that is a very powerful book. I've read it.
Oh, yeah.
Several times, and I've recommended it to many, many people. And Paul Findlay is a we need. If we had an entire Congress full of people like Paul Findlay, America wouldn't be in the position that it's in today.
Right.
And the reason why we don't have a Congress of people like Paul Findlay is because of what happened to Paul Findlay. They drove him out of office. Millions of dollars poured into his congressional district from outside his congressional district, I should say, to defeat him for re-election. And that was a lesson to be learned for many members of Congress, that if you do dare to speak out, the Israeli lobby and all its political action committees will come after you.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, it's like, let's just be fair. I mean, like, he mentioned guys like Adlai Stevenson and others, and they were just saying, like, look, I'm not favoring this. I'm not saying who's wrong, who's right. I'm just saying, you know, some of what we're doing on their behalf doesn't suit American interests. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like
exactly
they could say
right.
the same
mm-hmm.
thing about, you know, like subsidizing, you know, fruit sales or wheat to whatever countries. Like, this doesn't really suit our interests. It doesn't mean I hate that country.
Exactly.
And, on a side note, it's almost like they're, you cannot criticize them. And on the same note, I mean, and I am a Muslim, but this is probably a similar issue. On the other side of the coin, it's like the only things I ever read in the news having to do with Islam are always negative.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you're right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I was in Australia. I lived there for, like, almost a year and a half. And, like, let's say someone in New York got mugged or there was some kind of shooting, some gang shooting in L.A. I didn't read about it in the Australian newspaper. But any petty thing that happens to Muslims, like in Pakistan, all of a sudden, why is this in the front section of the Austin American Station? Like, what's some little shooting got to do with, like, everything else? I mean, there was probably a minor conflict, you know, involving some shootings in every, you know, 100 square miles of this planet. But somehow only the ones that involve Muslims are in the news. And, I mean, I just wonder, like, does anyone else see through that? Or is it just because, like, us Muslims, like, since we're from the inside looking out rather than the outside looking in, like, are
well,
we the only
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what, you're on the front lines, unfortunately, and you didn't put the Muslims didn't put themselves there. The people who control the media did.
Okay.
Daniel, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Good talking
Bye.
To you. All right, folks. We're going to a break here. When we come back, we'll go to John in Texas.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Okay, we have John in Texas. John, I'm going to go ahead and bring you up right now. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can, John.
I have a big question. I've only been watching the show for about a week now, and I'm extremely impressed because I've researched a lot of things that's been talked about. The one question I have, I'll make this quick, because I'm really concerned about the Federal Reserve and the last two shows you've had on that. And then I just saw on the news how they were voting on the Federal Reserve. How is that really affecting? How is that going to affect me as a homeowner?
Well, now let me ask you a question. Now, I have to be honest with you. Now, you say the last couple shows has John been doing shows on the Federal Reserve during the last few days or the last few weeks? I don't always get to hear John's program.
Okay. Well, he had some people on there talking about the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
I was established, and that really got me thinking about.
Oh, okay, all right. I just wanted to clarify that because I was a little bit confused. You said you, and I was thinking you as in me, as in Mike Piper, and see, I have my own program, and I was, you know, kind of trying to balance it out here and just clarify that you knew who you were talking to, more or less.
Okay, yes.
If you follow that, but okay. Well, this is the problem with the Federal Reserve. I guess you've heard this part. You know, the Federal Reserve isn't really federal. I guess, I haven't heard the content of the shows that you were listening to, but, you know, what the Federal Reserve really is a consortium of private banks that essentially control, not essentially, that do control the American money system. The Federal Reserve Board of Governors is a group of people who are appointed by the president to serve as kind of like the official governors of the system. But in fact, the real decision makers are the private bankers. So, you know, when you consider the fact that these are the private bankers who control the American economy, they're the ones who do have control over the interest rates. They're the ones who do have such influence in making public policy, particularly monetary policy. Inevitably, every decision they make affects the pocketbook of every American, whether it's, you know, paying the mortgage or whether it's taxes. You know, it ultimately comes down to the money. So, you know, what's the old saying? Follow the money. Well, that's
right.
The problem. Most people have no concept of what the Federal Reserve System is. I remember when I first heard about it, it was like I couldn't quite figure out why everyone was mad about the Federal Reserve. And then when I discovered it, basically, you know, what it really comes down to is a private money-making racket that poses as some sort of benevolent government entity that's looking out for the interests of the American people. But I guarantee you that these big banks that control the Federal Reserve System, their concern, first and foremost, is lining their own pockets.
right.
Yeah, you know, and I hear the break coming up. If you want to hang on, please do. This is Michael Collins Piper here, sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report.